The Philadelphia Zoo, local breweries, and coffee roasters all have one thing in common. They all turn their waste into compost at a farm along Henry Avenue in the Roxborough section of the Philadelphia city. WHYY's Nima Roshania explains.
It's a Wednesday morning at the W.B. Saul High School Farm in Roxborough. The latest additions to the farm's compost are coming together. Breweries drop off spent grain, coffee roasters bring by used grounds and bean chaff. That's the husk that comes off the beans during roasting. And the Philadelphia Zoo dumps 3,000 pounds of its manure, hay, and leftovers.
In the morning, you get a little stinky, but that's zoo stuff that hasn't been mixed in yet.
That's volunteer Scott Blunk. He says well-maintained compost will not stink up the neighborhood, and the site was chosen with wind direction in mind. He's even given his phone number to neighbors just in case. On this day, he's busy adding 500 pounds of food scraps from local co-op Weaver's Way to the mix.
Very rarely will you see anything that you can imagine somebody using. It's always a treat when I find an apple that's got a big bruise in it, you know, because I have a pocket knife and I cut the bruise out.
Three times a week, every week, Blunk picks up the scraps and hauls it all to the farm. He even gets the occasional emergency phone call, like when a fridge stops working and all the produce inside is going bad. A few years ago, W.B. Saul, Philadelphia's only agriculture high school, was paying to have its waste hauled away and buying compost made on mushroom farms in Kennett Square. Blunk teamed up with the school and local partners to take that money and build facilities so they could make their own compost. Today, the compost mounds pile high and stretch down about 240 feet. The lot that's being added today will sit for about 7 months before it's ready to be processed.
So here you can identify there's leaves and straw, and I see a lettuce leaf, and I see part of a pumpkin hull, and then I see some coffee grounds and some coffee filters and odds and ends. So then as you drive down the pile, as it gets older and older and older, you'll notice that it gets darker and darker and darker, and it's harder and harder and harder to identify anything.
When the compost is ready, whatever can't be reused on the school's farm will be sold for residential use. The proceeds go back to the students Blunk works with at W.B. Saul. Blunk spends a lot of his time teaching people exactly what is compostable and weeding out the rest.
I always say it's the bane of my existence, rubber bands and twisty ties.
A good compost balances all the right components, explains Tim Bennett, owner of Bennett Compost. His company picks up residential waste from houses throughout the city.
In some ways, it's like making a cake. Like, you want to have control over the ingredients. You don't. Like, that's how you get a good product in the end.
For WHYY, I'm Nima Roshania.